Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator. But as always, I've got the Beutel Wealth Management Group on the line, going to be joining me today for another great discussion. Cameron Beutel, in specific, going to be joining us. We've got a good episode and topic, really, of conversation on tap for you guys today. Today's episode entitled The Best Financial Practice That You Didn't Know Until Now. So we're going to be diving into this, what this best practice is, how it can be implemented, and of course, why it would potentially make sense for you in your financial world. So let's go ahead and bring Cameron out and get into it. Cameron, good to see you today. How you doing?
Doing good, Ryan. Good to see you as well.
Yeah. Always good to be back with you. Cameron, why don't you frame it up? You have conversations like these a lot with clients on a regular basis, but why don't you frame it up for our audience? What's the issue that you're seeing a lot of folks facing that obviously, you know, tees it up for this financial best practice I mentioned a moment ago?
Sure. Ryan, I think the best way to sum it up is people don't know what they don't know. People are busy running their lives, taking care of their kids, running their businesses, focusing on building up their professional careers. They're not aware of all the intricacies that go along with portfolio management and estate planning. So that's the biggest issue that we've really been seeing and talking with our clients and reviewing their estate plans. There's some pretty big gaps that we've been able to help clients address and mitigate any potential errors down the road.
Sure. So, I mean, this next question might sound simple, but it's important. And that's why. Why is it such an issue that people don't know what they don't know?
Right. I mean, really, why it's an issue is all of the financial planning that you've done and the estate planning that you've done is going to be out of date or incorrect if there is even a couple sentences or the situs of your trust is incorrect. So just really nailing down the little things is extremely critical. And that's why it's really a problem. The little things need to be done correctly.
Sure. So I want to double click a little further into this then. What do you guys see being kind of the ripple effect of not addressing this and taking it head on and making sure your plan's up to date?
Sure. On the most simple scale, basic asset placement. So certain types of assets should be placed in certain type of accounts, like certain types of assets should be in a retirement account, for example. Other assets should be placed in your traditional brokerage account or your trust account. Then you get a really look at the intricacies of your trust. When you're talking about an ultra high net worth investor, what state is your trust? Was your trust created in? Have you since moved since that trust was created and moved to a state that is going to be a little bit more beneficial for you tax-wise? These are all things that everyone should really be considering, especially those who have a net worth that exceeds that taxable threshold upon their passing.
Yeah. All right. So clearly a negative ripple effect if you're not up to date on your planning, making sure you're leveraging a good team. This next question is always one of my favorite to ask you anytime we get together on the show. And that, what does life look like? How could life be so much better if somebody was able to mitigate this problem and they did stay up to date and they did know what they did know?
Sure. Sure. Obviously, the optimal outcome and what we want everyone to achieve is, you know, working with a group of elite professionals, whether that's an elite wealth management team, an elite estate planning tax attorney team, and an elite CPA. And really to achieve cohesion between all three of those professionals working with one goal, and that goal being the best interest and the best possible outcome for that individual client. That's how your life could be substantially better. And that's what we implement here at the Beutel Wealth Management Group with what we call our virtual family office.
All right. I love it. It sounds like I'm sleeping a little better at night when I've got that, you know, that model and that team that's helping me out. But let's zoom out from the specific problem that we're talking about for just a moment and bring our audience up to speed for those that are a little less familiar with you and your team over at the Beutel Wealth Management Group. Share a little bit about yourselves and how it is that you guys ultimately serve your clients in the first place. And then we'll get back to the topic at hand today.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, what we're really known for is challenging individuals, successful families, business owners, to think bigger about what's possible, not only surrounding their wealth, but their life and their significance to the community as a whole. What we really bring to the table is a commitment to continued education. We have a relentless pursuit of knowledge with all the members here on our team. And we believe that's something that our clients deserve. We believe clients deserve to have advisors who aren't complacent and who are always looking to help their clients achieve their optimal financial outcomes.
I love it. Thanks for kind of peeling back the curtain there for a second. Cameron, you know, as we typically do on this show, we want to make sure that anybody that spends some time with us and makes us a part of their day walks away from these conversations with a piece of tangible value. So let's get into the topic at hand now, this idea of a financial best practice that people didn't know until now. What is this financial best practice? Walk me through what it is and how somebody can leverage it.
Yeah, Ryan, there is a financial best practice that is underused, actually, by the ultra high net worth investor. And what we call it is the stress test. A stress test is a very in-depth examination of every single aspect of a client's financial and legal life. So we're going to look at all of your investment accounts, your asset allocation, obviously, all of your estate planning documents and all of your insurance needs, even including property casualty insurance, to make sure everything is covered. The stress testing process, again, I can't stress it enough, it's extraordinarily thorough. It takes about minimum of 30 days to go through this process. And we're going to be going through, again, everything. And it's not just going to be our team, it's going to be our internal specialists as well. So we're going to have at least four different independent estate planning attorneys and former IRS auditors taking a look at all of your documents and making sure that there aren't any gaps. And then after we get through examining all of the estate planning documents and trusts and wills and all of that, if we're going to be able to provide you a true cash flow based financial plan, and it's going to give our clients a really realistic view of what they can, you know, spend and plan to live on and pass down to their heirs when they retire and eventually, you know, pass on.
I love this. I mean, it's giving them the knowledge that they didn't know until now. I mean, it's really that blueprint of their financial world, if you will. Well,
that's right.
Now that the audience is up to speed, essentially, on this best practice being a stress test, how could somebody kind of take that idea and begin implementing it into their lives?
Yeah, I think they just need to, for anyone out here listening, you just need to ask yourself, when's the last time I had everything reviewed by people who really are true experts at what they're doing? Most people haven't reviewed their estate plan in a number of years. Most people get their trust done and they put it in a drawer and they never look at it again. That's not a good idea. These things need to be reviewed at least annually if you're an ultra high net worth investor. So the choice is yours. Are you willing to potentially pay more than your fair share in taxes, or do you want to make sure they have everything buttoned up and make sure everything goes to who you want it to go to at the appropriate time?
This is great. Yeah, I appreciate that. Cameron, you know, stories are always helpful. I mean, I know you're having conversations and you guys conduct stress tests on a regular basis with clients and those that just come to you guys for that second opinion, maybe a second set of eyes on their financial world. Walk me through, you know, maybe even a recent story of going through a stress test with somebody and what it ultimately uncovered and any of the details surrounding that.
Sure. Yeah, we actually just got done conducting a stress test and / second opinion for a client. And what we found was the client had recently moved, was a resident of a state in the Midwest, and had all of his trust drawn up there in that state in the Midwest. The client is going to be going through a very substantial liquidity event in the near future. And after we conducted the stress test, what we found was just by moving the state of the trust from a state in the Midwest to Florida, we were able to save him potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. So just by us going through it with our team of experts, we were able to identify one simple thing that wasn't going to cost them a lot of money to change. It wasn't a ton of legal work that needed to be done. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax savings. So that's just a short, quick story, but I think very impactful one.
Yeah, and I know, as I mentioned a moment ago, those stress testing processes, these types of conversations you and your team at the Beutel Wealth Management Group typically have on a routine basis to revisit. And as you know, to speak to a point that you mentioned earlier today, was this is a, you know, it's a maintenance process, if you will. It's something that shouldn't be done. It's not a one and done. It's very much a custom tailored approach that should be revisited over time, because you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of not mistakes, but opportunity even, like, on the table when you go through this process. So I appreciate you sharing that for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Cameron, for anybody out there that is recognizing the value in this stress test and this best practice, and they're thinking to themselves, ooh, I'm probably due. I should probably go through this process myself. What would be the best way somebody could reach out to your team, open up a dialogue, and you know, see what that process looks like in given their own financial world?
Yeah, they can always shoot me an email at cameron.butel@ubs.com or give us a call at 561-367-1875. Someone will be here. We'll be happy to talk with you and see if we're the right fit for you.
Fantastic. Well, Cameron, look, I know you're a busy guy and you got clients to serve, so I'll let you get back to doing that. But thanks again for making you know, carving some time out of your schedule to do this with me today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you back here on another one.
Sounds good, Ryan. Good seeing you too.
All righty. Well, hey, folks, look, we want to take a final moment, as we always do, and thank you guys for making us a part of your day. If you enjoyed today's discussion with Cameron, if you learned a thing or two surrounding this idea of a stress test, make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you checked us out on today, so that you don't miss out on any future conversations where I sit down with either Cameron or Brian Butel of the Butel Wealth Management Group, and we discuss these different conversational topics surrounding your financial world and some best practices, some mistakes to avoid, just the good stuff that would hopefully, you know, leave you and yours better for it, you know, after going through some of these episodes with us. But look, for Cameron, I'm Ryan. We're gonna go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.